Gunner of Yom Kippur, Hashem should bless every single one of us with a Gemach Simatova, good health, good blessings for us and all of our families. When it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur is a very, very unique day. Obviously, besides the only day that Hashem can give us a biblical commandment to eat something, I know the Pasuk is in Sefer Vayikra to eat. What is the avod of Erev Yom Kippur? What is the avod of the tzaddikim on Erev Yom Kippur? So we're going to quote three or four maises, very short stories, of different tzaddikim of what their avodas were on Erev Yom Kippur. The Beis Midrash of the Chasam Sofer, it was Erev Yom Kippur in the afternoon, and he went to find his daughter. What happened was, the Chasam Sofer, Rav Melech Biderman writes, that he went over to his daughter, and he said the following. He said, you know, I was thinking about a shidduch for a Yosam and a Yosoma. I want you to speak to the Yosam and the Yosoma. And the daughter said, no problem, Tati, no problem. I'm going to talk, I'll speak to them right after Yom Kippur, right after we have the breakfast, I'll speak to them. Chasam Sofer turned back to his daughter and said, no, I want you to speak to them today. I want this merit, I want this chus for Yom Kippur. She began the process, and she returned to her father to give them the update. She spoke to both sides. She said, I spoke with the girl. The girl's interested. However, the boy is also interested, but he isn't certain. The girl's a lot more certain, but he isn't so certain. Because the boy wanted a shidduch with money, and the girl doesn't have money. Chasam Sofer turned back to his daughter and said the following words. The Chasam Sofer said, tell the boy that he doesn't need to worry, because he will always have parnasa. At the end of the day, he will always have the parnasa. I give him a bracha, he will always have parnasa if he marries this girl. He may not be rich, but he will always have all his needs. The shidduch was finalized, and then right then they were able to go into Yom Kippur. The Chasam Sofer actually came into, the Maisa says that he came into the Beis Midrash a little late. The Gabbai started pointing to his watch. It was late. The shidduch took up some time. However, the Chasam Sofer said it wasn't late, because Shemayim was waiting for the shidduch to happen. Each one of the tzaddikim focused on Erev Yom Kippur was always focusing on the pain of another Jew, the pain and the care of another Jew. Second story, the famous story of the Klausenberg Rebbe, the Rebbe who lost so many children and lost his wife, and lost all most of his chassidim in the Holocaust. He was beaten to death. Thank God, it's a miracle that he passed, that he survived. But in the first Yom Kippur, it's brought down in the story, the first Yom Kippur after the Holocaust in 1945 in the DP camps, Klausenberg Rebbe was getting ready for his avoda, was getting ready for Yom Kippur, davening and for learning, and suddenly he got a knock at his bunker, he got a knock at the door. Who was it? He looked outside, and he didn't see anyone there, but suddenly he looked down, and he saw there was an 8-year-old girl. And the Rebbe, the Klausenberg Rebbe, looked back to the girl and said, Nu, can I help you? She said, Rebbe, you know, I have to be honest with you, every hour of Yom Kippur, my father... We always have a festive meal. And before we learn to shul, my father always gave me a bracha. But I don't have a father anymore. And I haven't seen my father since before the war started. I'm coming now for you to give me a bracha. Please, please bless me to go into Yom Kippur with a bracha. The Rebbe went back into his TP house, got his handkerchief, and recited Brachas Kohenim over this girl. 5 minutes later, he went back to learn, back to be able to say some Tehillim. What happened was he got another knock at the door. He looked down, and he didn't see anyone. Then he looked down, and there was a 5-year-old girl. Now it wasn't only one girl. There were 70 orphans waiting to get a bracha from the Rebbe. And the Rebbe patiently waited there and gave each one another bracha. When it comes to Yom Kippur, obviously a person sometimes is so focused on the Ben Adol HaMakom aspect, but the tzaddikim are so in tune with what Yom Kippur is all about. How can we go into Yom Kippur? How can we go into Yom Kippur knowing that there's another Jew in pain? How can we go into Yom Kippur not going out of our way for another person? Right? And someone says, you're probably going to get a million. Do you mochel me? Text. Do you mochel me? Text. Do you mochel me? I saw a good tweet. A person who sends someone a tweet, do you mochel me? A person should have to send a mochel me just for sending that mochel me text. Meaning, mechila, asking a mechila on Yom Kippur is mamash a holy, very holy thing. The tzaddikim, whenever the Chasam Sofer had went to go find the shidduch, because the Rebbe waited and gave brachas for hours for the Yisomim. Third story we like to say about the Alter Rebbe. I think I'm pretty sure it was one of the Lubavitch Rebbe's. I think it was the Alter Rebbe. He was in shul already by far cold nidre. He was about to put on his talis. He put his talis down. He ran outside, went a couple blocks down. Put some wooden food. Put some wood together. Got some vegetables, and then brought it to a muberis. Brought it to a woman who just gave birth. Stayed with them for a little bit, and then came into the basement and just put the talis back on, because going into Yom Kippur, it's all about caring for another Jew, showing their bonus, showing our Father in Heaven that we care for other people. And finally, the fourth ma'isa, fourth mitzvah that we're going to end off with today, is this story actually happens to be on Yom Kippur night. In the Beis Midrash of the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Biederman writes, there was once a chassid of the Chafetz Chaim called Rav Herschel Kamenetzer. And Rav Herschel Kamenetzer, for whatever reason, he had a lung disease, he wasn't able to find a shidduch. One Yom Kippur night, the Beis Midrash was empty, everyone had gone home to sleep. Only Herschel Kamenetzer was there in the Beis Midrash with Chafetz Chaim. We know the famous story, the Chafetz Chaim used to always kick out the bachim at 12 o'clock, telling people that they need to get sleep. But it was Yom Kippur night, and only this guy, Herschel Kamenetzer, was there. He was 6 years old, and was feeling very bad for himself. Suddenly, who comes into the Beis Midrash, the Chafetz Chaim comes in. The Chafetz Chaim came especially to speak to Herschel, to give him chizuk, to give him encouragement. The Chafetz Chaim knew what he was sad about, and he told him the following. He said, you know, when I was younger, I was read a shidduch to be able to marry a girl from a very, very wealthy family. And to be honest with you, I wanted the shidduch. I could have learned Torah undisturbed. I could have learned Torah no problem. But there's one thing stopping me. My stepfather had other plans. He wanted me, says the Chafetz Chaim, to marry his daughter. My stepfather, says the Chafetz Chaim, wanted me to marry his daughter. He wasn't related to him. Chafetz Chaim understood that if he doesn't agree, it would create a great rift of Shalom Bayis between his mother, Shalom Bayis, and his stepfather. What happened? Chafetz Chaim didn't want to have anything to do with this rift of his mother and his stepfather. He didn't accept the shidduch with the wealthy family, and he agreed to marry his stepfather's daughter. Chazal Chafetz Chaim, back to the Rav Herschel Kamenetzer. So now, years later, I realized that this was better for me. What happened? The girl's family lost all their money. I wouldn't be able to learn Torah. And at the end of the day, my wife stood by all my side of the years, and she helped me write the svarim, and she was helping to help me mizaka the rabbi. If I married the wealthy girl, I would have lost everything. But the fact that we went in to be able to go help another Jew, to go make sure my mother didn't have a Shalom Bayis issue, that's what it's all about. Chafetz Chaim gave chizuk to Herschel Kamenetzer, and he said, everything comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything we do, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Biederman writes, the Chafetz Chaim is very careful with his time, and even more so on Yom Kippur, right? At the end of the day, the Chafetz Chaim made sure on Yom Kippur, he saw another Jew in pain, he went out of his way to go help another Jew. The avodah of Erev Yom Kippur is obviously to get ready for the whole day of Yom Kippur, so we're doing as much as we can, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, but by the tzaddikim, by the Chasim Sofer making the shidduch, by the Klozner Rebbe giving the brachas on Erev Yom Kippur, by the Alter Rebbe going to get some hot soup, getting some hot vegetables and bring it to the woman who just gave birth, and then only coming to shul. And finally, the fourth story of the Chafetz Chaim on Yom Kippur night. Yom Kippur night, making sure to go give chiz to other people. Erev Yom Kippur is a voda of caring for other Jews. But if we want to get kapar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care about his children. And we know the Gemara says that Yom Kippur only work for Bet Mitzvahs Ben Adam, Averis Ben Adam Lamakum. Man and God sins. But man and man sins, Yom Kippur doesn't even work for it. And says the Birkei Yosef, on the Shulchan Aruch says, that if a person doesn't take care of his Averis between man and man, his sins between man and God also aren't forgiven. A great chiddush for the Birkei Yosef. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. Now going into Erev Yom Kippur, we shouldn't just take do mochel mithi, these things as jokes. But not only we should be passively and say and try just how to be nice, but we have to actively go out of our way, especially these next 48 hours of Erev Yom Kippur, and also on Yom Kippur itself, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we care for his family, and we show Hashem that we truly care for every single Jew and every single person that we meet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with only good things this year, and for good health and good things for us and for our families. Gemar Chasima Tova Lanu L'Chol Beis Yisrael.